Hello, everybody. I want to just share with you some of my thoughts about stories. When I was younger, one of the books that I really loved to read was The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. And I can see now the book, I can see myself reading it and being totally immersed in the story about Aslan and how the children went into another land. It was just really fascinating for me, and it was a source really of escapism, of just taking my mind and my imagination to a whole different concept. My father was also a really good storyteller, and when my children were very young, he would tell the story of Fairy Shirley, who lived at the bottom of the garden. And Fairy Shirley loved to live in my dad's garden. It was a garden that he loved, but she was up to mischief sometimes. And my children used to like that story, and he used to expand on all the different things that she used to do. And I think the gospel stories also give us a chance to just immerse ourselves into that story. Sometimes we just hear the story. But sometimes we need to actually be in the story itself. We need to imagine what it's like just to be part of the crowd when Jesus was walking by, to be part of all the people that gathered on the hill to listen to his talks and the Sermon on the Mount, to listen to his stories. What was it like? What did it feel like? Well, what about the noise and the chatter and the laughter that went alongside that? And I think we've got our own stories to tell. I know my children and my grandchildren, they used to like stories. They like to just expand on that little bit of knowledge that they had, and it would be really entertaining, and we would be all gripped when they would tell a little story about maybe at school, what happened at school, or what they'd been doing in their spare time. And recalling stories is really healthy. Recalling stories is where we can then glimpse God, when we can actually then start to explore that creativity. Our stories then become living stories. They become a testimony of our lives. They become a testimony of who we are. We shape our stories, and they bring our narrative of life to full abundancy. But what we need to do is to share our stories, to share our stories with our friends. Because it's only when we share our stories that we can reflect and grow on what life has taught us, what life has given us, and what life has shaped us. Yes, some stories might be shocking. Some stories might be painful. And handling difficult stories is part of who we are. All stories are not good. All stories are not enriching. Some stories are very painful. Some stories are difficult to tell. But God knows what our stories are like. God knows the stories that have shaped us, that have made us into the people we are. And sometimes stories can leave wounds. Can leave scars. And these scars are not seen on the outside, they're seen on the inside. And that's why our living stories take root within us. We inhabit our stories, we live them out because they shape who we are. So never dismiss the story that you can tell. Feel confident and safe to tell your own story because that is who you are. That has shaped you as a person. But never forget that we are living stories when we walk on this earth. We live the gospel story through our discipleship. We live out Jesus' story when we show compassion. And we share that communion story when we gather round a table, taking bread and wine together, whether it be through Zoom or whether it be in a church building or whether it be round a kitchen table. Tell your story. Share it as a testimony. And know that God is with you. Keep safe, my friends, until I see you next week. Bye.